Blog Talk Radio.
Feel Thunderstruck. What is going on tonight, Barbecue World? Chris Chadwick in the house. Another episode of Let's Talk Smoke live right now. I'm excited. I'm jacked up. I'm ready to talk. Barbecue is what it's all about. I am excited about being here tonight. I'm glad to be here. This makes my whole day is talking barbecue this evening, Wednesday night, 6 p.m. Central, right here on Blog Talk Radio, barbecuesuperstars.com. I am fired up. That is right. It's time to let the smoke roll. Man, we've already got callers in queue. We're going to get these guys called in, queued in. We're going to talk barbecue tonight. Apologize about being a few minutes late. I like that new intro music, but it's just entirely too long. Hey, that's we're going to cut it down. We're going to edit it. We're going to start changing up a few things and making it happen a little more. We're going to just do a little bit at a time, and we've just got a real great show. We're going to talk Q tonight. I can see we got several callers in Q. I think that's Blake Moody, Tortoise Q. And we've got some other ones queued in. Let me get Blake queued in right here and welcome Blake to the show tonight. Blake, glad to have you. Welcome. What's going on?
Hey, bro. How you doing, man?
Man, I'm good. I'm much better now. I'm talking barbecue with my buds.
Man, I'm prepping nachos right now, so I had to run outside.
All right. We'll catch your breath. I'll get these other callers queued in. We'll just have something going on, and then we'll go from there.
Yes, sir.
Caller 931, you're live with us. Who we got? And we've got Keith Webb, Power Pork, in the house tonight. Keith Webb, welcome to the show. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, Chris?
Man, how's it going tonight?
Pretty good. Getting a little supper started.
Well, I'm going to skip supper for a little while. I've got me a nice silver bullet right here. Cold. The mountains are blue, so that means, I guess, it's cool. And I had a grilled hot dog a little earlier, so I'm ready to rock and roll. I'm ready to talk barbecue. Are we getting ready for the big competition this weekend?
Oh, man, I was going to ask you the same thing.
Oh, man, I'm going to go and have fun. We're going lightweight this weekend, two coolers, two totes, and two pop-ups. That's why we're going to roll this weekend.
Man, I'm going light, too.
That's right, and we're just going to go and try to have a good time, and we're going to let the smoke roll. We're going to cook our little brisket, and we're going to cook our little shoulder, and we're going to cook some little chickens, and a couple racks of ribs. I'm due for a good old rack of ribs. So we're going to rock it out and cook them all four this weekend.
That'll be fun.
It will be fun. We got Blake Moody in the house with us tonight, and he's prepping nachos, so he'll cue in and chime in when he gets done. We're glad to have y'all, and as always, before we get ready to start the show, I'm going to thank all my sponsors. Without sponsors, it's hard to make things happen. And you know as well as I do how important sponsors are, and we do want to tell everybody how much we appreciate our sponsors for whatever they do, whatever type of help they do for any of our teams, any of our barbecue brothers and sisters out there. You know, we do greatly appreciate it. Without sponsors, it would make things a lot harder, especially in this day and time, as hard as it is now. It's always nice to get a little fresh of breath air, a little fresh puff of smoke your way. You know, it always helps. Everything helps. And I just want to thank all mine. I've got barbecuesuperstars.com. That is a wonderful website, guys. If y'all have not checked it out, it's a must. You need to check it out. It's got everything you would need or want on that site. It's there, ready at a click of a mouse and tap of a pad. It's ready to get you whatever you need. He'll take care of you. That site is awesome. Just chime in, tell him where you're from, you know, send him an email, go to barbecuesuperstars.com, leave a comment in the shopping cart, whatever. He's got a shop zone, dynamite shop zone, loaded up with any kind of goodie that you would want or need. Also, I'd like to thank Maverick Industries, which is maverickhouseware.com. Go check that site out. They have got a tremendous amount of barbecue accessories, some dynamite thermometers, some wireless remote dual probe thermometers, quick temp probes. They've got them all. They've got it all. Just check them out. Awesome equipment. I use mine every competition. Patio Pitmaster on the back deck. It's great to have. You can be grilling out on the back deck, smoking out on the back deck. You'll be inside watching TV, and you've got that thermometer right there telling you what it's doing and how it's going. Check it out, maverickhousewares.com. Great products right there. Also, I'd like to thank Grill Great, Mr. Brad Barrett. He has got a dynamite product. If you've never used a Grill Great, it's time for you to use one. It is an awesome piece. It's an add-on grate to your existing grate that you have in your unit, or you can have, or you can replace your unit because these are expandable. You can add to every time you want to enlarge it. Grillgrate.com, Brad Barrett, check it out. Order you some now because it is an awesome product. It will help your scores. It will make a finished product, a box, look dynamite. MeatRake.com, MeatRake, it's a nice, this is a cool little device. If you've never used one or never heard of one, it's time for you to check out MeatRake.com. Very inexpensive barbecue accessories. These are better than a claw because your hands aren't in the claw. They have handles. Keeps your hands away from being burned. MeatRake.com, it is awesome. Also, I would like to thank Junior's Up in Smoke Rub for Grub. That is a dynamite rub, guys. You need to check it out. Junior is one of my newest sponsors, and I greatly appreciate all the help Junior gives me here in Tennessee. He is from Texas. Guys, go to upandsmoke.com. Junior Urias on Facebook. There's several numbers. I will be giving out some numbers tonight. But if you hadn't tried to rub, this rub that people are winning with every weekend, it's a good rub. It's got some kick to it. It's got that Texas heat, which we like that Texas heat. I like it. It's got the right amount of salt. It's just a good combination. Check out Rub for Grub Up in Smoke. I guarantee you will not be sorry. My newest sponsor, and I'd like to welcome them on board. I have mentioned them a couple times in the past, but they are on board full-fledged Green Mountain Grills. Go to greenmountaingrills.com. Check out the new Daniel Boone pellet cooker. It is an awesome machine. It does have a wireless remote with it. It's just too many features for me to tell you about. You've got to go check it out. greenmountaingrills.com. Look them up on Facebook. Like them. All these sponsors have Facebook pages. They have .com websites. Check them out because you will not be sorry. Just a dynamite team of sponsors right here, and I want to thank every one of them for becoming and being a sponsor of Chris Chadwick, Hall County Cookers, and the Chris Chadwick Let's Talk Smoke Show. We also want to talk a little bit about what's going on BBQSuperstars.com. They have started a new live feed, doing a lot of live broadcasting now, direct to your screen. Check out BBQSuperstars.com live TV, live feed. It is very affordable. He is running a tremendous special on that right now. I believe it's $4.99 a month, and which is a huge deal. If you love to barbecue like we do, if you love to go compete, man, we talking barbecue every day. Me and Pie Report, we get together and we talk barbecue every day. Grilling and chilling, we talk barbecue every day. We're talking barbecue 24/7 all the time. I don't know what's wrong with me. It's just on my brain, and I don't. What can we do, guys? I mean, we barbecuing all the time.
Yeah, we're either cooking or talking it. We got to do one or the other.
I'm telling you, used to it was women. Now it's barbecue. What's wrong with us?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh man. I'm just looking. I'm excited about doing the show tonight simply because this makes my day. You know what I'm talking about? When you get out, you try to make it through the day, things don't run as they should or harder than they are should be. You get to come home and you get to get on the phone, get on the computer, and talk barbecue. What's better than that? The only thing better than talking barbecue is eating barbecue. That's in my book, anyhow. So, Pirate Pork, Tortoise Q, we've got two great teams on the phone, one from Florida, one from Tennessee. We always have callers call in from all over the country. We're always thankful to have all these callers. Guys, call in, 347-202-0263. If you're listening right now, that number is posted all over those pages where you're listening to this at. Call in. Don't be shy. Call in. Let's talk barbecue. We want to hear some new Q techniques from you. Become part of our Q crew because that's what it's all about. We talk barbecue. You and the Q is what this show is. It's what we're going to keep it. You know, you are the superstar. You are the celebrity right here. Get on the phone. Pick it up. Dial a number. Call in and let's talk barbecue. Keith, tell me something good.
Oh, I don't know a whole lot. I started to stop by yours today and talk with you, but you look busy. Must have had a little work today.
Well, that is few and far between, but unusually, it was unusual. But, yes, I was working hard today. Proud to be doing that. That's what it takes where we can go barbecue. We all have to have a real job to take care of our fun job.
Yeah, it ain't working out too well for me. I think that must be what I got to do to get my real job back.
Well, I'm telling you guys, we love to talk barbecue. That's what it's all about. We love to go Q. We love to go compete. But you know what I'm talking about. When it comes down to it, it does take money. It does take sponsors to pay money. Most of our sponsors love product, and I love product too. But sometimes it's good if we can get a little capital flowing in there where we can actually go and compete. You know, that's just what it's all about, competing and cooking and just having a great time. But we have to work it hard to get it to work. And I'm going to tell you, we've got a competition Friday and Saturday, and I don't have the first piece of meat. Keith, do you have any meat ready?
No, man. No, that's what I'll do tomorrow. I'm going to load up everything tomorrow and go shopping tomorrow.
Well, that sounds fun. I don't know. I've got to work tomorrow also, so I don't know when I'll have time to go shopping. I think we will go shopping for meat on the way to the competition.
I've been burnt too many times doing that.
Well, I've been burnt every comp this year, so I mean, hey. I mean, we're going to go, we're going to have fun, and that's just what it is, but we'll make it happen. I have no doubt about that. We've got a little list. We pretty well stocked up on everything, sauces. Of course, my sauce, Blues Hawk Barbecue, my number one sponsor as far as sauces goes. I've got sauce. I've got rub from Junior's rub for grub. So I've got my rub, I've got my sauce, I've got my pop-ups, my coolers. I'll go pick my ice up so I'm ready to roll. All I've got to do is get the silver bullets in the meat. We're on go.
There you go.
I don't know what the weather's supposed to be like this weekend, but I sure hope there's no rain in the forecast.
There's some little chances, but I don't think there's supposed to be anything bad. So after we leave.
Well, let's hope not. We've battled the rain and the snow every competition this year, with the exception of Tupelo, Mississippi, and that was one of the nicest, prettiest days that we've had all year.
Yeah, that was nice.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Blake. Back with us,
hey,
brother.
Man, you... Yeah, we're ran back outside. You're talking about your sponsors, the that old meat rake.
Uh-huh.
Man, I've heard y'all talking about them so much. I got a pair off of Amazon, tried them out this weekend for a couple pork butts.
Yep.
Damn it, man, those are nice. Those are pretty. That's a nice little product right there.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, I just can't say nothing bad about them. They're pretty cool. They're pretty cool little utensils. Let me tell you, they are dynamite. They have got. They'll do anything you want them to do. You know, I mean, just the way they're set up, they're rock and roll, and they will save your hands from being burned up. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you crack in some hot butt open. You know, I mean, you won't burn your hands. So, I mean, that's just the way. That's just they're dynamite. I mean, Spider's got it going on. Matter of fact, we will try to get our chat room up this evening. We are up. We've got our chat room up. We've got Keith Webb in the house in the chat room. And a guest. And so we'll try to run the chat room for a little while tonight. Maybe we'll get a few. We actually had several guys in chat last week. I was proud to see that. And I'm really breaking loose running the chat room and the studio board and talking. That's three things to do at one time. Now, I am multitasking. Let me tell you guys, that's just what it's all about. You know, those meat ranks, just dynamite little, very inexpensive dynamite little product. You know, if you're doing a cater job or having to cook for a ball team or a church or, you know, several people and you're cooking and you got 10 or 20 bucks on that stumps, those meat rakes will bust them up, you know, save you. It'll save you, and it'll shred them up pretty quick, too.
Yeah, I cooked a couple of butts that night, and we had some company coming over, and, you know, I was waiting. I was keeping them in the warmer so they got there, and every time you just burn the fool out of your hands. And, I learned right in front of everyone. I was like, man, these are pretty sweet right here. Just didn't have to wear gloves or nothing, just tore them up, and a real nice shred on them, too. That was another thing. It doesn't mince it up, but you can take it down to whatever size you want, pretty much.
Right, you can, and then you can chop from there. I don't know, do you do much chop barbecue?
I do if my two-year-old's going to eat it.
Right.
Like those nachos I just threw on, I, you know, have some shoulder left over, so chop it up, threw them on. You know, she has no problem.
Right.
But, yeah, man, pretty much however, whatever, how much time I got.
Cool. Well, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. You know, I appreciate sponsors, but if I'm in the product, you know, I've been in the retail business a long time. I've owned the car stereo business for years and years and years, 27, which car stereos aren't near what they used to be 10, 15 years ago. You know, they're just not anymore. You've got more people using iPods, iPads, earphones, earbuds, you know, all that stuff. And it's not 12s, 15s in the trunk anymore. But when I suggest or recommend a product, I have used those products. And I promise you, I'm not going to steer. That's one thing that anybody can say that's ever known me. I'm not going to steer you wrong on a product. And, you know, I'm fired up. I'm waiting to get that Daniel Boone Green Mountain Grill in. It was shipped last week, so we will have that bad boy this week, I hope. And I'm ready to try it out. I'm going to give it a hard test run and let you know the real deal on it. That's for sure.
Man, that is, yeah. I'm excited for you, and I'm gonna make a prediction. Is that's gonna be the number one grill around the Chris Chadwick house? Just for you'll love it at comps because you know you can take your nap, but man, there ain't nothing like having that thing hot in about 20 minutes at whatever temperature you want to smoke at. And you grill on it too. So it, you know, it'll go up to however, you know, 600 degrees, whatever. It's that's pretty dynamite.
Yeah, I'm excited. And now it is remote control also. So I mean, you can control your temperature from the remote. So, you know, I'm really excited about it. I'm really ready to try this new Green Mountain grill, and can't wait.
Man, I can just picture you at a contest being start on a stick burner, throw it on the Daniel Boone, and you'll probably be a mile away from your site just checking your remote, making sure you're sitting there drinking a cold one, making sure your pit's where you want it.
Well, I'm going to be completely honest with you. When I go to a barbecue competition, and I love to go visit and talk and meet and greet. Now, I've just been accused of that so often, but I'm serious. I love to go talk, greet, meet different people, and have a good time, fellowship. You know, really I do. Shake hands, just have a good time. And, you know, the only thing that gets in my way at a barbecue competition is the cooking. So maybe with this, we can have a little more fun time. I enjoy cooking. I love to cook. And I do it the old-fashioned way, you know, and I get in there and just get it and get it on. And if it's not ready, we usually throw some coals under it and make it ready. Let's make it happen. But I want to tell you, I enjoy visiting and talking to all those people and just having a good time. You know, because everybody at a competition, that's what a lot of the competition is, in my opinion. I enjoy meeting and talking. I do. And, you know, you got some of these, celebrity barbecues. Okay, that's one thing that I have come to realize. Them guys aren't celebrities if it's guys like us not like them. You know what I'm saying? And if they're not going to be humble enough and polite enough to visit or speak and talk and act like they halfway care, then I don't have any time for them. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, because they're celebrities. They can be celebrities in their own mind, as far as I'm concerned, but if they're rude and hateful, I'm not going to waste any more time on them, because life's too short. Barbecue, and it's too much fun to waste your time trying to be nice to somebody that doesn't want to be nice back. So,
yeah, heck no. You're right, man. They're not there to have a good time, and there's 45 other teams to go visit with that are there to have a good time, you know?
That's right. You know, and I've asked, we've had a lot of great people on the show, and we will continue to have a lot of great people on the show. But I have asked a few in the past that just act like they're doing something for us just to come on and talk barbecue, you know, and I just personally, that dog don't hunt in this woods.
I'm just laughing.
You know, it doesn't. You know, that's just the old Tennessee saying, that dog ain't hunting in these woods, brother. It's not hunting in these woods either. You know, they're going to be that way. We'll power to them. They can be a celebrity somewhere else. We're going to rock and roll. We're going to let the smoke roll right here on the Chris Chadwick Show with Blake Moody, Keith Webb, Tortoise Q, Powerport. They're in the house. We are the celebrities. That's right. I always say that. We are the barbecue superstars because we're the ones out in the trenches cooking it, doing it the old school way, the real way. And that's what it's all about. We need to. Are you cooking this weekend, Blake? When's your next comp?
We've got the GBA coming down to Fernandina Beach about an hour from my house, and it's not this weekend, but next weekend. And Man, I was gonna work on some chicken last night, but I went and bought some organic Greenwise at Publix.
Right, right.
Man, I didn't even have to open up the pack, man. That stuff smells funky.
Really?
I took that crap back to the store. They asked if I wanted to buy some more. And, you know, I said no thanks. I just get it from the butcher. But, yeah, it was pretty wild. That was, you think you're buying the good stuff, man. Ooh, even the girl ringing me up, she couldn't even hold it near her face.
Me and Chris both have had an issue with that this year.
Well, my last cook, my chicken, I threw it away. And wound up having to turn in 6 chicken wing drummies. And I wasn't last in the bunch, so I guess I did all right. But, you know, we've had conversations about chicken and that organic chicken, you know, the free-range organic chicken. And a lot of guys talk like it's, they don't like it. You know, I've never heard anybody say, really, honestly, that they did like it. So, you know, I don't know. Usually I go to my local grocery store and buy thighs or go to Walmart and pick up thighs. But, you know, I would rather go to my local grocery store and pick up thighs as Walmart person. You know, I don't know. Thighs, legs, wings, pieces, halves, whole. You know, we're not in Texas, so we're not cooking halves. And most of the time we do thighs. And, you know, that's just the usual set standard. I've seen a few boxes out there of chicken that they've done. They'll spread chicken on the bottom of the plate and then put in thighs or legs and put in breast or, you know, there's a lot of different ways. But you got to do something that steps out of the box. I don't know, like Keith Webb, I think he placed first in last competition in chicken, didn't he, Keith?
Yeah, we got lucky.
But
I hate chicken. I still hate chicken even after that.
Well, you know, it's just the time it takes to do it is the killer. That's the killer. That's what I really, really have a problem with is the time. And I've just got to suck
it
up and do
it. It's the time to do it, and it's took me over, I don't know how many years now, to even get a decent place.
Yeah, well,
and
you know, I know what you're saying. We've had good calls. We've won first place and won several times with chicken. But it's a toss-up. I mean, chicken, you can cook chicken forever. And, I mean, cook the same chicken and go to 10 different competitions and have 10 different calls. I firmly believe that. But I'm looking for some calls this weekend. I'm going down there.
And you both, bro.
I'm telling you, we need them, don't we? We need them, don't we, Pirate Fort?
I need them. You ain't kidding. I need them bad.
Bad. But we'll have a good time. I'm looking forward to it. I'm just going to take it one step at a time, and we're just going to have a real good time. We are. You know, Barbecue Superstars, the radio is changing up a little bit. And I do want to talk about it in a few minutes because I'm proud of where it's going. There's a lot of things changing and happening. You know, Sunday night now, you've got Lance Moore, West Texas Pitmasters Barbecue Show. And Lance is a super great guy, and he's called into the show hundreds of times. And we're proud to have him part of the Blog Talk Barbecue Superstars family as far as radio host goes. He does a real good job on Sunday nights. And Monday nights, you've got Jim Berg. We want to give a big shout-out to Jim because he won Grand Champion, his third in a row, this past weekend. And we're proud of Jim. You know, he was on the show last week, the last few minutes of the show, talking about his big comp. You know, his wife was catering and he was competing. And he won his third grand in a row, so he's on fire right now. He is definitely letting the smoke roll. And then Tuesday nights, you've got Whiskey Ben in the pit, big FBA cooker. And Wednesday nights, you got Moth. You know, so we're doing our thing, TBA style, and we take calls from all over the country. And now Thursday night, this is new, and I think it's going to start, it's going to start tomorrow night. We've got John Reeves from Smoking X. He's going to be live, the X Nation. He's going to do the Thursday night show. So we're proud of John. So we've got two Texas Pitmasters, one on Sunday, one on Thursday. So, guys, we've got to hold our own now. Tennessee and this Florida and Georgia, and we got to stand tall. We've got these big Texas cookers coming in, and they're going to do some dynamite shows. So we want to welcome John tomorrow night. So y'all be sure that if you can call in and say hi, welcome, whatever we need to do, let's all be sure we can call in and welcome John to Barbecue Superstars family and Blog Talk Show. And I think I'm not sure if it's going to be from 7 to 9 or 6 to 8, but he's coming in tomorrow night. So we definitely want to call in and welcome John. We're going to welcome him in between getting ready for this comp Friday because I don't have anything ready. I'm like Keith Webb, Pirate Park. Nothing is ready. Not prepared. And then Friday
I got Jordan ready. I got Jordan ready.
All right. All right. Well, that's good. We're going to have a skeleton. We're going to have a skeleton crew also. So we're going and just having a good time and see what happens. And Friday night lights, and that's Daryl Mast hosting that show. So we've got a good lineup all through the week. Y'all be sure to tune in. Anytime you can and support these guys like y'all support me. I sure appreciate everybody that calls in and listens in to the show because without them there wouldn't be a show. This show's all about y'all. So we're talking chicken. Blake, what do you got up your sleeve on your chicken?
Well, you talk about Barbecue Superstars and Daryl Mast page. I stumbled upon something on YouTube, and the first person I thought of was Mr. It Takes 2 Hours to Do My Chicken, Chris Chadwick himself. I was like, oh, man, I got to send this to Chris. Daryl, and he did this, I think it's a little older video. I'll find it. I'll send it to you. But he does a competition chicken prep.
Right.
And I've seen some, you know, I've been to a class or so, and I've seen some real awesome people do it. And, man, I learned a lot from watching that video. And, brother, I think we can make this easier on you, Chris. What do you say?
All right. That's what it's all about. You know, we all giving everybody a hint or a help or some time. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
This chicken is killer.
it's miserable. He was sitting there scraping skin, but he did a couple of things that made it way easier. Where it was just small stuff, but if you watch him when he did what he said he was when he was actually doing it the way he was explaining it, damn it! I think we can shave some time off your chicken prep here, Chris.
Well, you know I'm like Flash. I'm so fast on that chicken, you know, one piece an hour. I'm going to take that. So I'm prepping chicken in the middle of the night where I can cook it in 25, 30 minutes to turn it in. That's crazy. No, I actually smoke it. You know, I'm going to grill my chicken this time. I'm grilling it. I'm not going to smoke it. Grilling it.
You know what?
Well, that's about what you did in Tupelo when you done so good with it. I mean, you didn't really contend to that, but you had it on there, you know, on the hot end, and I thought it was kind of close to what you did in Tupelo. It wasn't like on a direct grill, but.
Well, we're going to grill that bad boy and see how it works this weekend. The only time I cook chicken is at a competition.
Yep, me too.
That's crazy. But that chicken, I honestly, but what you're talking about, if you look through those videos on, you know, they're just full. Daryl has literally thousands of videos from different types of guys all over the country doing that. And you see some things that make it look like, well, why didn't I think of that? And honestly, you get on there and I mean, they all do a little different, and it's just having the time to sit down and watch all those videos. That's the kicker right there.
That's what I did last winter.
Well,
last winter I just looked through a whole bunch of them things.
Well, I mean, you know, it helps. It helps a whole lot. It really does. It really does. And that is what it's all about. Just everybody doing their little part to help and make it happen. Let's go to the chat room, see if we got any chatters in there. I don't know. Of course, now it won't go to the chat room. So we'll just say...
Yes, Mark Dawson came on a little while ago.
Here we go. We got Swamp Dog. We've got Swamp Doggy's Barbecue in the house. We've got to say what's up. He needs to call in. It makes it a lot easier. We miss old Stacy not calling in. But let's see if we can get a few people involved in the chat room. Maybe we can. We do have our chat room open. It is live. We've got our phone number, 347-202-0263. If you'd like to call in, we would love to have you guys. Just call in. Let's shoot the breeze. Let's talk barbecue. We have a good time. We can't say anything wrong because we're all talking cues. I mean, you know, we all got our own opinions, but that's what barbecue is all about. We'd love to have you. Call in, 347-202-0263. That's the same number, the same barbecue number, same barbecue channel. Right here, blogtalkradio.com, Barbecue Superstars. Wednesday nights, the thing about different nights of the week, you have a outreach of listeners, and Wednesday nights is a little tougher night than Sunday nights that when I used to run Sunday night show. Your market area is a little tighter on Wednesday nights. You know, used to we would have 400, 500, 600, 700 live listens on Sunday nights. Now Wednesday nights we don't have that kind of audience. We have our archive listens. It's still very strong, but our live listens are not like they used to be. I don't know if I'm not doing as good a job or it's just on Wednesday nights. So we definitely want to kick it up a notch. We want to invite everybody to call in. We try to share this. But, you know, I just don't go out and try to flood all the group pages all the time. You know, I might once a month or something. But usually I'll hit two or three, and that's where it's at. And if guys want to call in, we want them to call in. We'd love to have them. And we welcome them to the show anytime they call in. And we'll just talk you. On this chicken prep, what was so special about this video, Blake, that made it
easy?
Give me a little heads up.
All right, basically, and I meant to mention this just so the listeners can kind of learn a little bit, is you keep your knife really damn sharp.
Right.
If you, I don't know how to hand sharpen a knife. I got one of those. You just set it on the counter. You hold it with the other hand, and you're sharpening your knife. Got one of those sharpeners.
Right.
And it
right.
sounded like that's what he was using. Right.
Right.
The and I'm talking about just straight scraping the skin, where you're not getting holes. And the fat's actually coming off the skin is something real simple. You just took a clean paper towel, and every couple of swipes on the skin, he keeps it clean.
Keeps it dry.
So it keeps it dry, and you know, probably between pieces he'll sharpen his knife. But when he would keep his knife clean, and obviously, he was sharpening it the whole time. It was pretty slick. That was the big stuff that jumped out at me. He ran through about at least 16 probably chicken thighs, and it's a nice size video. It's more than an hour long, but keeping the knife clean, wipe it off every couple swipes. Keep that thing sharp, man. It was a very noticeable little tip right there that he's just sending out for free, and that's some big time stuff right there.
Well, you know, a sharp knife. I've seen guys. Now I had Cody from Lulu's. He come over when I was trying, and they try to slice their fat off their skin. I don't know. I'm not that good. I can't slice the fat off the skin without ripping the skin. So what I do,
right.
I actually turn them. I use a Santuco knife, and I turn it over and use the dull side. You know, more so than I, because anytime I don't know. You know, I don't know. There's tricks. The more you do, the better off you get. But I just I try to flip my knife over every so often. And because it seems like the more that Pilgrim chicken from Walmart seems like it has a ton of fat on the skin. I don't know if it's just me or if I don't know, you know, but then it just seems like it's loaded up.
No,
you know,
I think you're right. I was using a paint scraper, and I don't know where the hell I heard that from, and I only used it probably once or twice, but
right.
And that thing ain't razor sharp, but yeah, the whole fillet thing, I think that's what you're telling about what Cody was doing. That's I think that's a skill unto itself. That's something you can, you know, practice in your off time, but I'm not there yet. But I was using a paint scraper, but not anymore. Like I said, I was going to work on some last night, but I didn't want to touch that stuff. It smelled so funky. But yeah, keep it sharp and keep it clean. It was brilliant, man. It was brilliant.
That old fat just starts heating up, and it just is gooey, ooey mess. Just. And by report, he's a germaphobe. Anyhow, he likes playing with that chicken.
Yeah, I hate it. That's why I keep Brian around. I let him do it. So something happens like this weekend, he ain't going to be around. Get Jordan to do as much of it as he can.
Yeah, he's a germaphobe, man. I can see him in there messing with that chicken.
It ain't fun.
Oh,
I got a good big bottle of bleach water, I'll tell you.
Oh, I'm telling you. Oh, mercy. You know, I've never, you know, you always hear these chicken horror stories, salmonella and all this and that, and I've never in my life had the first experience. I'm knocking on wood. I'm not cracked.
You don't want it.
I've had it.
Yeah, you don't want it either. Make you sick, man.
when you get finished with your chicken this weekend, you can come over to mine and do my chicken. How about that?
I'll send Jordan over. She's pretty good at it.
No mercy. Well, you know, chicken, you hear guys injecting, rubbing, brining, and, you know, they just, everybody does it just completely different, and everybody has their own way. And if they hit on a, get a call and hit on the chicken, then they do it the next time, and, man, I was badly disappointed when we had a big call or had a big place in that big show, and then we go down to one about half that size and just really not even do very well at all, and just very disappointed in that. So chicken is a toss-up in my book.
I'd have to agree.
Just a toss-up. And I think I'm going to go buy me some Kraft or Hunt's barbecue sauce.
Kraft,
you know,
yeah.
And that's what I'm going to put on my ribs.
Put the Kraft
I don't know,
on.
You know, Ty?
Put the Kraft on.
Yeah, get Kraft with the honey or the char grill flavor. Oh, mercy. I'm telling you, I don't even have sauce, mate. Webb, have you got any sauce?
Well, I cheated. I got that done today. I made up a batch last night, and it wasn't much count, so I had Jordan made up another batch a while ago. It turned out right, so you know who's going to be making sauce from now
on.
I'm just going to turn the whole thing over to her here for long, and I'm just going to go along. I'm going to let her do everything.
Well, that's what it's all about, going and getting your kids involved. I'm a big supporter of that. My daughter is wanting to go really bad, but, you know, she's went several times, and this time is Daddy's time. I'm going to go this time, and she's telling me it's not fair that I'm not letting her go. But, you know, barbecue and the community, the sport, is a family. It's family. You know, I've got a lot of family that loves to go do, and you do too. And Blake, do you have children old enough do you take with you? And you go
Heck no. I give my little 2-year-old time. Wait till she's about 4.
She'll
try to sneak in the cooler, follow Daddy.
Mine been going almost since then. So you know she's 17 now. So she almost grown. She's more help than a kid these days. Most of the time.
Hey, there you go.
Well, what? No, my wife doesn't mind going. You know, I don't know about all these other pitmasters out there. My wife doesn't mind going. She's not staying. She's going home, or she's coming the second day. She's not gonna stay for the duration. And my daughter is
about
to stab me.
That camping out stuff, huh?
we don't have a 20 or 40 foot camper with a shower and air. You know, we tried using that trailer, but man, that trailer is just so much work, seems like. And we're gonna do it old school, we're gonna do it in the pop ups. But now that new screen that we have for the pop up is dynamite,
yeah.
And I'm excited about using that.
Yeah, I sure wish you would have got 10 or 20 of them things.
I'm telling you. If we could just get Already Canopies, all my listeners out there tonight, check out Already Canopies. ALREDY Canopies. They've got some dynamite canopies. They've got some custom design canopies. Very nice product. They can design a canopy and set you up just like the biggest pro on Food Network. I mean, they've got a dynamite product. You need to check that out. I'm really working hard. One of these days, I'm going to get me an Already Canopy. But they've got some nice ones. And Michelle there, she and Roy Powell talk, and I know they sent out or are sending out some to Operation Barbecue Relief there in Oklahoma. their own site now. Everybody is just doing. You see, you get on Facebook and you see all your barbecue brothers and sisters out there. And man, I would love to have the opportunity just to get to go and help. But they're out there and they're pumping out these meals, thousands and thousands upon thousands of meals for everyone. I think they're even feeding the Red Cross. Who knows? But they're there and they're just doing a dynamite job. You've got Mercy Chefs. I don't know if you've ever heard of Mercy Chefs or not, but look them up on Facebook. They're a dynamite group of people that's out there kicking meals out also. They do it out of the goodness of their heart, and that's what it's all about. I like to be around people like that. It just makes you feel good when you can do something good for someone. That's what it's all about. Guys, the chat room is open. If y'all want to get in on chat, we're trying to monitor the chat room now. We've also got our studio board up, and we can take calls at 347-202-0263, the number to call in. Love to have you call in tonight and just talk, just make a comment, just whatever you want to do. Call in. We'd love to have you. That's just all I'm going to say about that. Call in. 347-202-0263 is the number to call. You're more than welcome. We invite you to call anytime during the show, beginning of the show, middle of the show, end of the show. We want you to call in. Stay as long as you like. That's what it's all about. We love to talk barbecue. And I think we need to talk a little about ribs tonight. I'm really surprised. The big master chef, pit master, grilling and chilling, a.k.a. Goob, hadn't called in tonight. We kind of missing him on the scene, but you never know if he's going to pop in or not. I know he's been working it hard. He's working the TBA hard right now. We've got the Tennessee Barbecue Association up and running. Our website, www.tbabbq.com, is up. It is still under construction. Man, it's hard to run a website. I mean, it's hard to keep that thing working the way it's supposed to. It just seems like something's going on all the time, and we just keep it on and going to make it better every time. So, guys, y'all check that website out, tbabbq.com. Would love to have you check in. Join the Tennessee Barbecue Association. We are growing. It is going to become something really great for the state, and that's our goal. So this weekend, the Clifton Cook is a co-sanctioned Tennessee Barbecue Association competition. The following weekend will be McKenzie Nights on Barbecue on Broadway. That will also be a co-sanctioned TBA event. We're looking to have probably 25 to 30 teams. It's going to be a nice little cook. Welcome y'all to come in and join in on the fun. It's not too late. Just let me know. Get in touch with me. Be glad to give you directions and get you down here and let you cook and meet and have a good time. That's what it's all about. But first off, we've got to get ready for this weekend. And I know tomorrow will be the day for that. I just can't wait. I am excited. I still got to take my old stick burner. Has to go back into the shop tomorrow. My burn box is about burned out, so I'm gonna have to get the welder out and do a little machining on that and reinforce the box tomorrow. Looking forward to that also. One thing I wanted to talk about really is I don't know, do y'all have any friends that have went down to Oklahoma to assist, volunteer in any way? I mean, we've got guys that's going from all over this area, seems like, and they're just doing some dynamite work down there. I mean, I'm following as much as possible on Facebook. I mean, they're keeping up with a dynamite description and detailed of what they're doing and how they're doing it. I'm really impressed and thankful for all them guys to be down there. I know they're doing just a wonderful job, and they've got, and they're such a huge blessing. It's just really, really a compliment to the Barbecue Society. You see their standards, their morals, their beliefs. You see all that in Operation Barbecue Relief. I really do, personally. And I just want to thank them for doing what they're doing down there, and just continue to support them and spread their word as much as I possibly can.
Yeah, I've been keeping up through Roy on there. No, I think he went over there at least once, if not more. I know he's helped round it up a lot of stuff for him.
He has. He has been really working hard on that. You know, it's he's really working hard on trying to get things organized to go out there, and he's done a tremendous job too. Roy Powell, a Soft from the Sky barbecue team. He's a good friend and a regular part of the Q crew right here on the Let's Talk Smoke show, and he's really a special guy, and he's doing a really good job. I do want to say that's for sure. You know, if you ever notice, especially, and this is just a compliment to everyone, but if you ever notice and listen to all the guys that call in to the show and listen to them, you know, we cut up every so often. We might slip up and say one word or two words, you know, and they're not really bad words, but we might slip up and say this or that, but we really have a great, great bunch of people from all over this country that call in and represent themselves, represent their team, their beliefs, you know, with the utmost highest of standards, you know. And I'm just proud that I get to do this and meet everyone and talk to these guys on a regular basis, talk to all of y'all, because, I mean, it's just an honor. That's why I enjoy doing the show so much, is because I get to talk to so many different people all over the country that would have never known them in any other way other than this tool right here that we're using. And I'm just thankful to have it. You know, I just appreciate all y'all calling me and listening in. In August, I'm supposed to go down to Lubbock, Texas, and go down and hook with them guys. And I'm really looking forward to that. I can't wait, you know, because I'm my old homebody. I don't get to get out very often, and I sure don't get to travel. So looking forward to that. So with all that being said, let's talk a little ribs tonight. I want to hear some pointers on some ribs. I'll give out a few pointers. You know, there ain't a whole lot of pointers to do on ribs, you know. I'm a believer in letting the smoke roll. I smoke my meat, now I'm telling you. I put smoke in it. Power pork, I just think power pork, he likes that smoke too. What about you, Blake? Are you getting any smoke out of that Stumps?
I'm learning to. Been preheating the wood before I throw it in there. And what was funny about the Memorial Day cook is we threw our party on Sunday. You know, that way we can, you know, sleep in on Monday or whatever.
Right.
And I had my butts prepped, and we came back from the bar probably about 1 in the morning, and I already had my cooker fired before I left. And I just threw a couple of, you know, I had my chimney full of lump.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about. And then before I went to sleep, I threw a couple of pre-warmed splits in that firebox, and I was like, look, I'm just going to go to bed. Let's see how they're smoked. And you might have seen the fish on Facebook. They turned out good.
I went
to bed at 1. Woke up at, you know, 6 and checked on them. Temp was right where I needed it to be. They actually had a little further to cruise before I, you know, wrapped them up. But, it's kind of an experiment. You know, I wasn't gonna watch it all night, but just a couple of pre-warm splits. It was perfect, right, man. Perfect.
Cool. That's cool. What is your preference on walk pole? What do you like?
Well, luckily Walmart carries the Royal Oak.
Right.
And something you hear about a stumps, which I've never run across, and is the bridging in the chute. You know, when you're using an uneven size piece of coal right there.
Right.
And I fill that damn thing up, and I make sure I rattle the cage on the very bottom, right where the fire is lit. Every time I fool the firebox, I'm gonna rattle the crap out of that cage use a pair of pliers, use a chimney poker.
Yeah.
And that Royal Oak.
Cool.
Yes. It's convenient. You know, it's at Walmart, so I can. I know Home Depot carries a different kind, and they're actually closer to me. But I like that Royal Oak for $7 a bag or whatever it costs me.
Right. Well, our closest Home Depot is about 45 miles. Our closest Lowe's is about 20. Yeah, we don't have that luxury here in town.
That's funny, eh?
We don't have that luxury in town.
No.
Oh, mercy. So, you know, we're a little country folk around here, you know. We just we grill it up, we go to the sawmill and buy some hickory. And
yes, sir.
I tell you what, that's a lot of work too, brother. Buying a load of slabs or two loads of slabs and bringing that chainsaw out and cutting her up, but that's just what it is around here. That's just how it goes, you know. And a lot of guys use fruit wood on their ribs, and you know they say hickory's a little harsh, and I usually use hickory on my ribs. What about you, Webb? What do you do?
Probably most of the time hickory. Sometimes I'll mix it with something. Cherry or apple or something.
Well,
I never really noticed a big difference, to tell you the truth.
Well, you know, some people say pecan, and you know, pecan wood is basically right there off the family of the hickory, and you know, it's a good wood also.
I used to use a lot of that. Pecan. It did pretty good, I thought, but I hadn't used it in a couple of years.
Well, that, apple and cherry, the fruit wood, I love the fruit. I just don't know how much actually infuses into that.
I've never noticed a whole lot.
I will say this. With this green, with this new Green Mountain grill, the Daniel Boone model, they also have the pellets, and they basically have two styles of pellets. And one is a fruit wood combination, and the other I would call it a hardwood combination. So I'm really excited about trying the new pellets out. The new Green Mountain Grill pellets, the new Daniel Boone Green Mountain Grill. I can't wait to get that bad boy in. If it comes in tomorrow, I'm gonna put her together, load her up, and take her with me this weekend.
Shoot, yeah.
I'm telling you. But I'm excited about the weekend. Just cooked this weekend. I'm looking forward to it. I'm just going to let everything roll off. I'm not going to get excited. We're just going to have a good time.
You leave it bright and early Friday, ain't you?
I'm sorry?
You leave it bright and early Friday, ain't you?
You know it. Friday will be when I'll have to go get everything ready to get ready to go.
Yeah.
So, guys, if you can tell, I'm kind of out of my element tonight. I'm a little, I don't know why, but I've kind of come down. I've been working pretty hard. I'm kind of coming down and feeling, you know, everybody gets tired every once in a while, especially running all the time like they do. But we just have a good time right here. It's kind of quiet tonight. Our callers, we've got two great callers on the line. We've got Blake Moody, Tortoise Q, and Keith Webb, Pirate Pork. We would love to invite you to call in to 347-202-0263, and let's talk a little Q with these guys, because you've got them on the line. Get some of their knowledge, get some of their techniques, talk to them. They would love to talk to you. I would love to talk to you. We would love to have you join in on our conversation. That's just what it's all about tonight. We're kind of taking it easy. This is a laid-back show. We're just talking a little chicken. We've always talked chicken. We'll probably wind up talking more chicken before the show is over, because chicken, without chicken, where would our show be? What about it, guys?
Be a lot more peaceful. That's what I think you need to do, is get rid of the whole category. Put something else in there. I wouldn't mind if they put rabbit or quail or goat. So I'd stay up chicken.
Well, that would definitely open it up quite a bit. I think we need to have an exotic category. You know, a lot of comps do have an exotic category. But I don't know. You know, it's all in the eyes of the beholder and the organizer, actually. So, chicken is just a tough category. I don't care if it's thighs, legs. What do you plan on doing this weekend? Or is that too much to ask? I'm going to do thighs this weekend. And,
yeah, I will.
Because popsicling the chicken leg is just as much work as doing a thigh.
My, yeah. And I told, like I said last time, if I keep doing thighs, then everybody else will start doing popsicle. I'll have the one that's odd that they'll like. So.
Well, we'll keep it up with that. We'll see what, see how that happens. I'm going to, I would love to video this. And speaking of videos, we need to get our live episode that we videoed at the Paris World's Largest Fish Fry.
We're going to have to take this computer to Randy, because I can't get it to email to you, post, or it's just stuck in my computer. I can't get it to go nowhere.
Well, we got to figure out how to do that.
Yeah. And I'm going to Paris tomorrow, but I don't know if I'll have time to stop and talk to him, because yeah, that can be a couple, 3 hours if you go up there. So.
We miss Randy May. We need Randy May online. I haven't got to talk to Randy May lately. Randy May, Around the Bend Graphics. Let's talk to him. Randy is just a dynamite old guy. Now, he loves to talk. He can talk your ear off. But he is one fine designer. He can come up with some of the most different stuff out there. Around the Bend Graphics. Look him up on Facebook. He can design you a team logo. I know the last one he did. I liked yours.
Do you like it better? I meant to ask you the other day. I forgot. Do you like that better?
I did like that. You look on my page. It's posted. It's posted on my page right here. PowerPoint.
Yeah, I like it better.
I like the look of it. It looks good. The skull crossbones behind.
You notice the KW on the cigar?
Well, no, I hadn't blown it up.
I didn't see that. One of the kids said something to me about it. I didn't even notice they put KW on the band on the cigar. He's doing detail.
Well, you know, Randy does a good job. Y'all, if you're listening out there tonight, Around the Bend Graphics, Randy will set you up with something nice. Go to my page right there on Facebook, Chris Chadwick. I've got some photos. It's one of the first photos you'll actually see. A Pirate Pork, really nice logo. He also did Smoking Eggs out of Lubbock, Texas. He did a logo for them, and that's the one they're currently using. He wraps barbecue trailers. He can wrap vehicles. He can design. He can set it up. He can make banners. He made us a dynamite, huge banner. It's actually more of a backdrop banner for a live set that we had. Just really appreciated him making that. They fixed me up. And really enjoyed that. He just does a lot of good work. Blake, you didn't need to look him up. I don't know. Are you friends with Randy May?
I'll look him up, man. I've never even heard of him.
Really? Well, you can check him out. You can look on my page on Facebook, and he posts several different. There's several photos right there on my timeline that he's done, and he can design. He's very reasonable, very very reasonable, and he'll bend over backwards to do whatever needs to be done to make it right. He made banners for me. He also made several other type banners with all my sponsor logos on the banner. Just did a good job. And he's dynamite. I mean, he just does a really good job. But check him out if you need any, you know, he can make it, he can design it, send it to you in a file, and you've got it. He sends them out to Texas. He sends them out to California. He does everywhere, and like I say, he's very reasonable. It might be something you might really be be an asset to you. So check him out, Randy May, Around the Bend Graphics. Just got to give him a big hell yeah right there because he's a good guy. he does. I mean, he's a real
absolutely.
Good guy.
Absolutely. You put a good looking, you know, logo on your shirts or on your cooker or you know, like your banner out front. That's a good looking eye catcher. That's for sure.
Yeah, it is. It is. He's going to design me some new team banners. He did my radio show banners, and we had I don't know if you've seen any pictures. We took a few live pictures. Keith Webb did the live video, so maybe we can get that on YouTube one of these days.
It's stuck in the computer.
But I mean, it really looked good. You know, we had a video looping, music playing. We did the show. We interviewed several people. Keith went and took the video camera down to the fish fry. Cook place, you know, he got to go back there, you know, which he got to go do some stuff most people never get to see. Video some of that. I mean, we just had a great time. And it was another experience, you know, because the fish fry around here has been here for years and years. I think that was their 60th annual. And it was just a dynamite show. We just had fun.
Yeah, I remember listening. I think I listened live to that show, and wasn't that like the biggest fish fry in the world, or some like crazy number like that?
You know, it could be. It could be. It's
what they call it. They call it the world's largest. I'm sure somebody would argue that point.
Well, I don't know how many thousands, 10,000, 15,000 pounds of catfish they fried. But we had thousands of people. We had thousands of people in the tent, in the, not actually a tent, it's a big pavilion. But in the fish tent that night we were doing the show. So we just had a real good time. We had a lot of fun. and I was glad they asked us to come do it, you know.
If we ever get it out of there, I got some awesome video. If I can ever get it out of there, one of them fish frying back there, it was pretty cool. I guess I'm the only one that'll ever see that, but. Well, I have to work on that next week, Chris. Maybe make a run up there and see Randy and try to get him to fix that.
We'll do that. We'll get it posted up. I wish I could go back far enough to play that loop video. I don't know how far back I would have to go. Let's see. I'm going to go on back and see if I can find it. I'm going to post it, repost it on my page. That was in April. Made a real good video. Let's see here. We're not going to try to find that. That's the only thing about timeline. I don't know how to save that stuff and keep it. Here it is. Let's see.
I just saw we got small chances of rain all weekend, like 30 and 40 and all that kind of stuff.
Well,
it'll be scattered and it'll rain in McKenzie, not Clifton.
I'm going to tell you something. The rain better go away and come back another day because
send it to Texas. Them boys are still dry, they hollering.
Yeah, and they say it's windy, too, you know. I mean, I don't know, you know. We need to, definitely need to help them guys out because everything's bigger in Texas. You know, John was going to do a sponsor graduation supper, and, I mean, he said he'd been driving all day and he's still in the same state. Been 450 miles and he's had another 50 or 100 to go.
Well, y'all know it's a big state, but it ain't nothing I don't guess to be in there and having to drive across that sucker because, like me and you, shoot, we can drive an hour just about in any direction except east, but definitely 8 hours, we're out of our state.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Them guys in Texas, you know, their cook-offs here, you know, we 20, 30, 40 teams, 50-team cook-offs are a big cook for us. 50-team down there is like they don't even have, that's not even a cook-off. That's more of a backyard grilling.
Yeah. Yeah. Little parties.
Yeah. There we go. I posted that video on my timeline. And you need to watch it. It's pretty cool. It's got some good music to it. Let's see here. And Randy May put this together. And he did all the editing, Blake. So check it out. Go to my timeline on Facebook, and that should be there.
Yeah, he did a bang up job on your show graphic. I do remember that. That looks real good.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we had the banners beside us, the banner, big banner behind us. He just did a real good job, so I was proud to have that. We had some good old barbecue, old blues barbecue music with it. And I just really, I liked it. But check it out. And it's pretty cool. But he'll hook you
it
up,
will do.
No doubt about it. He'll hook you up.
Sure. I've got a friend of, I've got a little niece that goes to Savannah, it's like an art school, right, for college. And
right.
She's got a friend of hers that's in, I'm going to say this wrong because I don't know what the hell he does, what his degree is, but he does like animation, right?
Right.
This he's a full time student. He's a young kid, and I told him, I'm like, look, we don't have a, you know, it's not like a short fuse on this little project, but make me a logo, you know, for my little tortoise cube.
Right.
And he's done about five, at least five, probably, giraffes for me, and damn, the closer we get, man, the closer I want to get this thing out there. Because, like you talk about your buddy, is, you know, there's some people with different kind of talents in different areas, and, you know, they think of stuff, and they can see stuff that you never would have thought of.
Right, right.
Yeah, and this kid, man, I'm paying him next to nothing, but, you know, it's something I can take with me, and, damn, it's looking good, and it's just, it's way better than I thought it could ever be.
Well, everybody has a talent. Some of them are hidden. I think most of mine are still, I'm just
mine's hidden.
I think I'm trying to discover my talent. I have not yet found out what
mine needs to hurry up, come out, I'll tell you.
I'm telling you, we're running out of time. We're not getting any younger these days. Oh, me. You know, I was looking on Facebook the other day, and it had senior citizens discount. And I want you to know, Keith Webb, you're older than I am.
Just a little bit.
I want you to know some of those benefits packages start at 50.
Oh, Lord.
Woo.
Hey, you need to email him over to me.
So some of those benefits, so you can go to Krispy Kreme's on a certain day at the age of 50 and get a free coffee and donuts.
Oh,
I
Lord.
Mean, just tell him you're a senior citizen.
Thanks.
I thought I'm not posting that on my page. Somebody will know how old I am then. Oh, me. Blake, I sent that video to you. I want you to watch that. It's just a few minutes long.
Yeah, I'll take a look.
Oh, it's just, but Randy put it together and he did a good job. We're
turning this weather off. I'm getting tired of watching that weather because it just keeps looking like rain.
Well, I just got a message, hold on a minute, from a good friend, Jeremy Moyers, and he said he's been on hold for about 20 minutes, and let's see if his board's not working right, evidently. Imagine that tonight, guys. Let me refresh that. And I hope, Jeremy, you're still on cue because I'm going to refresh this board again. And we're going to get Jeremy in. I'm sure I've missed several tonight. I'm glad he sent me a message. And I can send him a message on the... See if we can get Jeremy in, because I sure didn't know that he has been on hold, and I apologize for that. Let's see. Maybe we can get Jeremy in here. He is a big time cook. It seems like he's winning something all the time, and we'd love to have him on the show. And I'm glad he sent me a message because I just happened to can't get the studio board up now. Y'all bear with me.
Well, at least you ain't kicked yourself off anyways.
Well, you know, last week I don't know how I got booted out of the chat room. But I was booted out of my own chat room last week. So that tells you how
computer savvy I am. Let's see here. It's amazing that we're not having. I'm just really amazed. But just bear with us a few more minutes. We get Jeremy in queue and live right here with us. Doesn't look like it's. I don't know what the deal is, but we'll make it happen. But anyhow, we just have a good time. Regardless, wherever we go, whatever we do, we're going to have a little fun. And we did have a big time. And we do have I'm forward to a good time this weekend. Maybe the rain will stay away, and we can just have a good time. I know Goo will be there full force. I'm trying to whip us off. Now bear with me just a minute, please.
Yeah, that's probably why he's not on the show. Preston is in his yard practicing right now.
He probably is.
Getting ready for you two.
No need to worry about me. I've really been setting the woods on fire this year. We've only cooked, and I don't know why, but we've only cooked, four? How many calls have you done, Keith? What about you, Blake? How many comps have you done this year so far?
God, man, this has been like the year of frustration so far. I probably planned on six or seven and done about two.
I know it's upsetting sometimes. It really is.
Yeah, it just got to the point where I was, like the last one, I was tired of having to borrow all my buddy's stuff just to get my crap out of the contest.
I understand. I do.
Even though, every one of them told me, "Oh man, you could have borrowed my, you could have borrowed my trailer, could have borrowed my truck, whatever." That's total. They're total barbecue people, and definitely would have. Shoot, if they'd have driven across town to, lug my stuff out there, but I was just getting close with the trailer, getting my own. Getting the hitch on the car and all that.
Right.
My cooker's not on the trailer yet, but that's just because the work's been crazy and I had a chance to go see the guy, but I've got a guy set up. He's a aluminum welder because the trailer I bought is an aluminum one.
Yes.
Did not realize there was a difference, and because I know welders, and I had a guy set up to do my stuff, but it's different machinery and everything. Get that aluminum, so
it's
real damn close. That's all I'm gonna say. Yeah.
It'll happen.
We'll make it.
I mean, you will. We just take our time and do as we can, and it will happen. I believe now my board is back up. 678-773, you're live with us. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Chris, this is Jeremy. How are you, sir?
Welcome, Jeremy. How you doing, my brother? How's it going tonight?
I'm good, man. Yeah, I don't care being on hold, and I'm enjoying listening to the show. I just want to let you know, because I know you felt like the people weren't calling in tonight, and I just wanted to let you know if possibly there was a problem with the board again or something. So,
you know what? I greatly appreciate you letting me know, because I didn't know, and no, I had to actually, it was just, no, I didn't have anything other than we got Blake Moody out of Florida with us on tonight, Tortoise Q, and
sure.
Keith Webb, Pirate Pork, here in town. You met Keith when we were in Tampa,
sure.
As a matter of fact.
Absolutely.
And we're just shooting a bull, just having a good time tonight, talking little chicken, as always. We love to talk chicken. We don't talk turkey around here. We talk chicken.
I get that. Completely understand that.
You have just got a dynamite, I'll have to say, you have got a dynamite schedule lined up. I noticed that schedule. It was either last week, week before when you put that schedule up.
And I thought, man, when do you have time to play? You're cooking all the time.
That is my play, though.
I know.
You know, I mean, I own a business here in Atlanta, and we work doing technical systems. We do audio, video, theatrical lighting type systems, big production systems for churches all over the country.
Right.
So we're in technology all week long, and it's just fun to get out there and cook on the weekends and do some low-tech stuff, you know, because I'm still a stick burner and kind of do the low-tech stuff. So that is my release, and my family goes, and it's our family time, and we've made so many friends out there. So it is our release. Don't get me wrong, you know how it is. It's a lot of work. But, you know, I guess we'll wind up doing about 22 contests this year, which is quite a bit.
Awesome.
We've done 7 far, you know. You know, enjoy it, and we're traveling a fair, you know, locally, regionally. We're doing Tryon, North Carolina. We're doing Franklin, North Carolina. We made it past the locals in Sands Coast. We're going to be cooking up in Hendersonville, Tennessee pretty quick, which will be fun. You know, got a couple other, you know, little deals up in Tennessee. So we're traveling a little bit in Alabama, just kind of this regional area.
Right.
Getting out and meeting some people and yeah, having a good time. Absolutely.
That's awesome. I mean, it is. That's what it's all about. I mean, really, truly, that is what it's all about. And I just think it's awesome you get to do like that. And I understand completely about being technical. I have worked with audio, video for years. And
really?
Yes. Install, sales. Car audio, some home audio stuff,
sure.
Some video, and I enjoy doing just regular, just exactly like you, just regular, get out and cook and have a good time. You get burned out after a while, and you need a release, and you need something you can enjoy, and
that's
cooking
exactly
is
right.
What I enjoy.
And that's my deal. I'm, you know, owning a business, you're always... You know, just the business of running a business and employees and everything that goes along with it, you know, the financial side, the cash flow, just everything that goes along with owning a business. And I'm a musician also, and so that's what I did for a hobby for a long time. Then I made that a career and did that for about 8 years, playing music as a career. So it was really nice to have a hobby now that's totally not associated with music or technical or production or anything like that. It's going the total opposite direction, and I've met so many people that I wouldn't have met in my normal walk of life, I guess, and have just
right.
Some lifelong friends. Like you and I, we would have never crossed paths, you know.
I understand.
But we'll be friends for years and years to come now, and you would never have that if it wasn't for going out and cooking barbecue, you know. So we definitely enjoy it in our hook, you know.
You're right. You're right, and we were just talking this earlier tonight, matter of fact. You know, this tool here and getting out across the country and meeting and talking and becoming friends with so many people that we, in our normal life, would never know. And it's just an awesome feeling. It really is.
That's exactly right. And it crosses all boundaries of, you know, anything you can think of. You know, we're all up there, you know, cooking and friends and, don't get me wrong, we all want to whoop each other in the competition side of it, but at the end, I'm just as happy if you get a call as I am if I get a call, you know.
Amen.
And,
Amen.
You know, it's a very unique family of people and friends that I never anticipated when I got into this. I got into this because I thought, hey, man, that's pretty cool. Something a 37-year-old fat guy can be competitive at, you know. I'm in.
Wait till you get 47 and you put on a few more pounds. You can still do it, I'm telling you.
That's exactly it.
Both of them coupons, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard that a while ago.
I'm telling you, we're going to apply for senior citizen discounts before long. Shoot. Oh, mercy.
That's funny, man. That is funny.
Oh, mercy. I was shocked when I seen it, you know, because hey, I'm thinking, yeah, I'm still 18. I'm cool with read this in about 3 years. I'm going to qualify for senior citizen discount. Man, that's busting my bubble. Thirsty. I'm telling you, we just letting the smoke roll or not, man. We haven't fun. Oh, mercy me. So when is your next cook?
I'm cooking, not this coming up weekend, weekend after next, in Harley, Georgia. It's right here by Cartersville, Georgia. I live in Cartersville. And it's actually, it was the first contest we cooked last year. So this will be our one-year anniversary, I guess you'll say. This fall will be. Which will be a lot of fun to go back and cook there. And then the week after that, we're going up to Tryon, North Carolina. And I don't remember much after that. It's kind of a blur. I have to look at the calendar, you know.
You know, North Carolina is just a beautiful part of the country. I mean, I really like North Carolina.
Absolutely.
I grew up in South Carolina. And North Carolina, we always went to North Carolina. I remember going to Maggie Valley, Ghost Town in the Sky. Just an old Western amusement type park. And I just always remember going to the Ghost Town in the Sky.
Huh. Yeah, Maggie Valley has a contest later this year. I think it's the same week as Cleveland, Tennessee. And we opted to go to Cleveland, Tennessee because it's closer and it's got a little higher payout. It's about an hour and a half from us instead of 3.5 hours. So it's just hard to drive past one to get to another, you know?
Right, that's exactly.
But a lot of my friends are going to Maggie Valley to the contest up there. So
Awesome. I'm sure I'm glad you sent me that message because I would have missed out getting to talk to you and we've got some other callers. Let me see if I can get some more of those in. 806-543. You're live with us. What's going on, man? How you doing tonight?
Hey, Chris.
We've got John Reeves on the line with us. We got you now, John.
How are you tonight?
Well, doing real well, thank you, sir. We've got Blake Moody on with us from Florida, Fortescue. We've got Jeremy Moyers on with us. Some Georgia Warriors competition, and we've also got Keith Webb Pirate Pork Live with us tonight, and we've got you on. We've got Mr. John Reeves of Smoking Eggs. Now, y'all listen, he's got a new show coming out. And when is that, John? Is that tomorrow night?
No, we want to start off with a bang. We want to make sure we are plenty and primed and ready to rock. So we're going to start a week from tomorrow night.
Okay.
Right here with the barbecue superstars. Just line up just like you, buddy.
Cool. All right, my man.
One day when I get all grown up, me and Cole will be just like you.
Yeah.
You hear that?
Yeah, I hear you. Oh, man, bless your hearts, both of you.
I'm sorry we're calling in a little bit late tonight. Cole and I had a little meeting, and well, you know how they are. One schooner turns into two, turns into four, and then just had a meeting with some people, and believe it or not, we're going to be talking about some other stuff. We just locked down something else for Smoking X that we'll be talking about in about a week or two. So I'll tell you what, I just can't believe it. Things are just lining. The stars are lining up for Smoking X, buddy.
Wonderful. Well, I'm proud for you. I'm ready to see great things and ready to hear you show. And I've been talking about your show this tonight, and I actually thought you were going to start tomorrow night, but we will be sure to tune in next Thursday night, and can't wait to have you on.
Well, we appreciate it. We apologize for the confusion. Cole and I, you know, this deal kind of just fell in our lap, and had a lot on our plate this week. School's getting out here in Texas. Cole just got out of school last week, I believe, and Memorial Day, and it just, man, it just slam-packed. And, you know, we want to do it upright. We don't want to half-ass nothing. So, you know, I asked Daryl, I said, man, could you give us about 10 days before we lock in? And he just said, man, you do whatever you want to. So I just said, well, Cole and I discussed it like we do everything else because we're a team. that's what we decided we're going to do. We're going to start off, I think it's the 6th, I believe that's right, a week from tomorrow night. And we're just going to drop the hammer and get after it.
Cool. Well, I can't wait. I can't wait. You know, we're talking about all the shows that are lined up during the week. We start off Sunday night with Lance Moore and West Texas Pitmasters Barbecue Show. Monday night, you've got Jim Burr, got Killer Bees. On Monday night, great, great show. Tuesday night, you've got Whiskey Bent in the Pit. And then Wednesday night, you got me on, and then Thursday night we're going to have you on. And then Friday night we've got Daryl coming in on the Friday Night Lights live show. So, I mean, it's just going to be a killer barbecue show on every night of the week. There's always something a little different going on, and I just think it's just good. I mean, the people are going to listen because we're all talking barbecue. That's what we love to do. I mean, what better else to do is get out, you know, talk with you. We talk it every. I know personally, I wind up talking barbecue every day of the week, most of the day, each day of the week. So Wednesday nights, I'm always looking forward to getting in here and talking 2 hours worth of just good barbecue, whatever, wherever it goes. If we're talking chicken or ribs or barbecue or cooker, just whatever. It's just what we love to do, and I just can't wait. You know, Lance got a good show Sunday night. Everybody's got a good show. So I can't wait for you to get on and you're going to let the smoke roll, too. I can't wait.
Well, man, we're pumped. We really are. Part of the conversation that Cole and I had last night or tonight was just kind of figuring out, you know, what our first couple shows are going to be about. Kind of, you know, we're gonna do the call-in, and we encourage everybody to call in. And if we haven't met you yet, man, we want to meet you. We want to talk to you. That's the biggest thing about this is just the meeting people. And like the gentleman was saying a while ago, man, if it wasn't for cooking, I'd have never got to meet people like you. We'd have never got to meet, you know, half the people that we know.
I know.
I mean, it's just a, to me, it's a blessing, and it's just an awesome experience that you get to talk to someone that's, you know, we're half a world away, but we're all getting to talk the same thing and have a lot of fun. We got the same kind of interest, and we're all on a level playing field, so you just got to hammer down each weekend and go with it.
That's right. And we just get out there and just meet, greet. I was talking earlier, you know, when I go somewhere, I want to go and meet everybody and talk to everybody and visit. And, you know, I love to cook, but cooking gets in my way of doing all my politicking.
I'd vote for you.
Well, we just have a good time. You know, it's just what it is. And that's what's good about these shows. It really is. You know, these are just internet podcast shows. But I tell you what, we have just met and had, and the numbers are phenomenal. As far as people listening and calling in, and there's always somebody sending me a message during the day, every day, which I love that because I don't mind at all. They sending me messages, asking me questions or wanting to talk, and we talk barbecue, and we just have a great time doing it. And, you know, one day it would be so nice if we could have a network where we could actually do that as a profession. And make it a career, you know. It would be nice because I've always admired the dude, all the guys on Food Network. This barbecue is even a bigger guy's toy kind of thing, you know, because we get into it more than we do the cooking aspect of it. You know, you get out there where you pits and you rigs and you're talking smoke, and we're just having a good time, and I enjoy doing that. I really do.
Well, it's like I was telling Daryl the other night, buddy. I said, man, you know, everybody used to say NASCAR is the fastest growing sport. Well, I think they've reached a peak, and I think it's our time. I mean, I never realized how big Cook it was until a couple, 3 years ago, and I can't believe how much it's grown in the last 12 months. So, I mean, I think it's our time to shine, and I think you're all about it, too, and we're here to promote it.
Man, that's what it is. We're all spreading the word, and we deal with enough negatives in the real world and barbecue. We're gonna keep it positive, and that's, you know, that's what we do here. And that's, as long as we do that, it's gonna work, because people like to hear good things. They don't want to hear bad stuff. You know, they didn't turn the news on and hear enough of that. But you know, we just have a good time. We talk barbecue. We cut up, we act like big old kids, and that's what's really nice. We can cut up and act like big kids sometimes, you know, and there's no age limit for that. So we just have a great time, and I'm just thankful to be a part of it, thankful y'all call in, and best of me to call in and be part of the show, because I really appreciate all of you doing that. I really do. I tell you what, though, and you'll see this. When you first start your show, you'll think, what in the world am I going to talk about for 2 hours? And I used to think that, too. And now 2 hours goes by fast. It's just crazy. It goes by too fast. If we could make it for a little longer, it might be good to do. I don't know how our wives would like that, but I would love to have for another 30 minutes to an hour. But once you get in the groove and you start talking barbecue and you got all these great people on with you, you know, Blake, you've got Jeremy, you've got Keith Webb, I've got all these guys. We usually have all these guys from all over the country, Lance Moore, Jr., Goob. Just all our regular callers, you know, we always have these guys and we can cut up for 2 hours, talk barbecue, and have a great time. Usually I give everybody a little time to give a shout out to their team and their Facebook page, and I'm going to give you all that time right now. We still have several minutes left, so Blake, I'm going to start with you and give you a time to give a shout out to everybody. We'll go from you and John, and then Keith and Jeremy. How's that?
Sounds good, man. Chris, good time like always. You can find my barbecue team on Facebook. It's Tortoise Q out of Jacksonville, Florida. And I would like to proudly thank my sponsors, my baby mama, and this Left Hand Brewing Company, Milk Stout, that is a delicious brew.
Wonderful.
I should probably check them out, too. But it's always a blast, Chris. And like you said, man, 2 hours does fly by. And yeah, John Reeves, man, you'll be surprised. You'll have a blast, and I think you'll have a great show. So good luck, buddy.
Yeah. Well, it's John Reeves with Smoking X. You can find myself, John Reeves, on Facebook, or you can find Cole Smith, my partner there in Smoke. You can find both of us here on Facebook. You can find our team, Smoking X. You can find us on Facebook. We're always glad to talk about our sponsors. And, you know, I just want to give a special shout-out to Chadwick and Daryl. Man, without people like that, believing in the country, a couple country guys out of Lubbock, you know, we wouldn't be able to do what we do. We're excited to bring you a show next week, get kind of something started with the X Nation. That's what we're going to call it. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have some special guests. We've already got some people lining up, ready to go. We'll start off next Thursday night, so y'all be getting primed and ready. I know Cole and I'll start probably an hour before the show getting primed, but we're going to have a lot of fun. So pop a top with us next Thursday.
All right, awesome.
day, Jeremy.
All right, Jeremy, you up, brother.
All right. It's Jeremy Moyers. Thanks for having me on again. Chris, always fun to call in. Find me on Facebook as well. Jeremy Moyers is my personal page. Or Facebook /MoyersBBQ. It's M-O-Y-E-R-S, BBQ. And find us there, the team stuff, all our schedule stuff's up there. And we try to update with pitchers after every contest. And, you know, we try to be pretty active on it. And I'd like to shoot a shout-out out to Baxter's Wood Product. That's our only sponsor. We don't do much sponsor stuff. We try to do it mostly on our own. However, Baxter's Wood, being a stick burner, you got to have good wood product, and we were having a hard time finding it, and Baxter's just incredible. So if you get a chance, check out Baxter's Original. They're on Facebook as well. And Mike Baxter's a great, great guy, and can really hook you up on any of the wood. Large wood chips, anything like that. Plus, he sells cookers, rubs, everything else. So, anyway, that's our sponsor.
Cool. Thank you, Jeremy. We're glad you called. Call in anytime. You're always welcome here. And we appreciate you calling in. And thank you for sending me that message, too, because if you hadn't, I would have never known. So
that's no problem.
We do appreciate you calling in, too. And man, anytime you have a time and you've got a few minutes to kick it up and kick some dust up with us and make some smoke, man, just call in and we'll have a big old time.
Well, I'd love to, and I definitely will. And I want to hear one day, I know we don't have time tonight, but about your trip going to Lubbock, because I'd love to get down there and whenever you're going and cook with some West Texas boys as well. My brother cooks out there, as you know, and I'm from Lubbock, so that would be a lot of fun to meet up out there when you go.
I tell you, well, it's what scheduling, what it looks like right now is in August.
Okay.
10th, there's a competition there, and they want me to come out, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited about it. I never get to go anywhere, so I'm really fired up about it. So I'm just going to be like a kid in a candy store when I'm there.
It's not a beautiful place, but there's incredible people there. So I'm sure you'll have a great time.
Well, I'm excited. Thank you again, Jeremy. Brother, have a good
Absolutely.
Night. Let's smoke roll. Remember that. And
yes,
wish you luck, get your next comp, and hopefully, maybe, I don't know, by the time you get to Henderson, we might be able to work our way down there and get to see you anyhow.
Oh, that'd be great. I'd love that.
So, we'll just keep our fingers crossed. What is the date on that?
That's September 18th, I believe. Yeah, I'm looking right now. I believe it's September 13th and 14th. I'm sorry, the Sam's Club Regional in Hendersonville. Yeah.
Okay.
September 13th.
Right. Well, who knows? We might be able to make it down there. It's not that far. All right. Awesome. It's good to
talk
to you.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Cool.
You as well.
All right. Have a good evening. And Keith, well, we're going to let you finish it out right here for us. And then I think Presley wants to say a couple words. So, Keith, you got it, brother.
All right. As usual, Keith Webb, our Pirate Pork on Facebook. You can look us up on either one of them. And want to thank our two great sponsors, Junior's Rub for Grub and Match Pub.
That rhymes. That rhymes,
yeah.
Keith Webb. CBA. And I've got one more to give a shout-out. Presley Chadwick right here at Hall County Cookers.
Hi, everybody. Thank you for calling in to my daddy's show. Yours is what makes the show happen. Good luck to all your next competitions. Hope you have the best time you've had. And like my daddy always says, let the smoke roll. Thank you.
All right. What a way to finish the show out. Can't beat that at all. We sure appreciate all y'all calling, and y'all have a great night, and we'll talk again. Remember to call in every night of the week if you get a chance. We'll be back on Wednesday night with stories of how we did this coming weekend, so be sure to tune back in. And like I always say, my daughter says, it's time to kick the tires, light the fires, and let the smoke roll. Y'all have a good night.